This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's illegal by federal statute for property renters to be discriminated against. Not for race, national origin, children, nothing. And yet, of course, it happens. So Seattle is trying something new, as Eilish O'Neill reports.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, normally we go on the back door, but it's so hard to find if you don't know where it is. So come on in.
Jessa Lewis and her 14-year-old daughter share a two-bedroom basement apartment with another mom and her daughter. Lewis says they all live together in part because it's really hard for single moms to find an apartment to rent.
My daughter and I were looking for a place to live in her school district. And I called a number that was posted, and she said, well, it's a small apartment. I said, that's fine. It's just my daughter and I. She said, well, then I'm not even going to consider you.
Things like this happen all the time in Seattle, says City Council member Lisa Herbold.
People of color are being discriminated against, people based on their family size, on their gender. Approximately 60% of fair housing testing has some evidence of bias found.
That's why Herbold proposed a new law to try to give renters like Lewis a shot at living where they want. It's called the first-in-time rule. The law took effect this January, and the city says it will start enforcing it in July. Here's how it works. Landlords publish the criteria for renting a unit. Things like proof of income, a certain credit score or rental history, positive references from past landlords.
Landlords have to tell tenants what the baseline qualifications are, and when somebody applies and meets them, the landlord must offer the unit to that person.
In other words, it's first come, first served. The first person who meets the landlord's own criteria gets the apartment. But landlords say the law's much too broad.
The city council, I think, is managing to the lowest common denominator.
I meet Beth Byland outside one of the three houses she rents in North Seattle.
Instead of going after the landlords that are horrible and mistreating people, they're putting us all in kind of a sack.
That's why Byland joined other landlords to sue the city over the new rule. The lawsuit claims the ordinance is unconstitutional because it takes away property owners' right to choose their tenants and to exclude unwanted people from their property. Ethan Blevins, the lawyer on the case, says the law hurts renters by encouraging landlords to come up with onerous rental criteria.
One of our clients says his rental criteria is several pages now and makes it harder for people to be able to satisfy that criteria, specifically young individuals and arguably the very people that Seattle wants to help, vulnerable populations.
Furthermore, Blevins adds, the new law still gives some renters an advantage. If they have a car to zip around and check out apartments, internet access at home to make it easier to submit applications, or a flexible schedule to apply for units as they come on the market. Blevins says existing anti-discrimination laws were sufficient, but Councilmember Herbold says Seattle's complaint-based system
can't really address these broader, more what I see as sort of systemic issues around how people process rental applications. The ordinance itself is intended to legislate a process so that people will not inadvertently break the law.
Housing advocates say other cities will look to Seattle to see how successful the new rule is and how the lawsuit turns out. In Seattle, I'm Alicia Neal for Marketplace.